Hi, I'm Cody Fields, and this is my blog, which you can read at codyfields.com. The link is in the show notes. This one is titled Talk About Religion and Politics Over the Holidays and was published November 21st, 2023. Introduction. 2 days hence, we shall commence the American holiday of Thanksgiving. Also 2 days hence, we shall commence the American tradition of avoiding talking about politics and religion at family gatherings, preferring the weightier matters of fantasy football, Bitcoin, and the fact that Taylor Swift's next album will be about the Chiefs' early departure from the playoffs in 2 months. Thankful to whom? Despite the American federal holiday being established by the exceedingly anti-Christian Abraham Lincoln, you know, the first guy to hold a seance in the White House, a national feast day in Thanksgiving to the triune God dates back at least 500 years to Reformation-era England. And while Lincoln was no believer in the triune God, the proper tradition celebrated in Jamestown and England was explicitly theological. Let's be honest, a secular day of Thanksgiving doesn't make sense. Giving thanks necessarily means there must be an object of said thanks. And while I wish I didn't have to insult your intelligence like that, we do live in AD 2023, and more basic things than that need to be clarified. Our thanks needs an object to thank. Does it make sense to thank creation itself? Or the primordial goo we're purported to have waltzed out of after time and chance acted upon it? What about the laws of physics broken to supposedly make that happen? Come to think of it, can the theory of relativity receive thanks and return a hearty, "You're welcome"? Instead, we are to thank God in Christ for all things, all the time, Ephesians 5:20. He is the source of all good things, Psalm 16:2, and calamity, Isaiah 45:7, and we, again, are to thank him for all of it. Strike one. So if we are to thank God all the time and for everything, it would seem that not talking about religion is out. In fact, I would argue that to comply with such a request to simply ignore Christ's good gifts to his people in such a setting is a first world denial of him. Not all denials come at gunpoint. Some come with the goal of preserving the relationship. These words, which I am commanding you today, shall be on your heart. You shall teach them diligently to your sons, and shall speak of them when you sit in your house, and when you walk by the way, and when you lie down, and when you rise up. Unless your nephew is agnostic, and it's Thanksgiving, he can belong before he believes. Deuteronomy 6:6-7, First World Version. And that's our exact problem. Our love for God must be so deep that our love for everyone else would seem to be hatred, Luke 14:26. To ignore Christ's lordship and benevolence for the sake of trying to wiggle in that fact later on is cowardice at best and idolatry at worst. Just get to the point already. If you lose that family member for the sake of Christ, you're promised 100 more on top of eternal life, Matthew 19:29. And because we thank Jesus for all his gifts, we are to also thank and proclaim his resurrection and ascension to the right hand of power, Hebrews 1:3. Jesus Christ is Lord of all, which means that Caesar and Joe Biden and Mike Johnson and Javier Milei and Xi Jinping are not. And that means that our religious claim also has political ramifications. The how matters too. This, of course, does not give us license to storm into conversations like Shrek, demanding that people tell us what they're doing in our swamp. Indeed, because Christ has all authority, his chosen people, the church, should be the most joyful people on the planet, 1 Thessalonians 5:16-18. After all, our very strength is the joy God himself supplies, Nehemiah 8:10. We set apart Christ as holy and give our answers respectfully because this is the same God that we fear in trembling and then becomes our sanctuary, 1 Peter 3:15, Isaiah 8:13-14. For consider him who has endured such hostility by sinners against himself, so that you will not grow weary, fainting in heart, Hebrews 12:3. Thank the one true God this Thanksgiving. Ignore the social taboo.